Yeah, but don't you think that Americans are just really paranoid in general about this whole, like, I have to protect myself at all times? And, like, because really, we don't. Like, we really don't need to be at ready for war at any time. And, like, it's just this deep-seated paranoia that, like, that's just really, like, infected the culture.
I don't know. I guess it's part of it's, you know, how we were formed and what have you, but quite frankly, it's my constitutional right to have a gun, and I don't want it taken away from me.
To me, that's messed up that it's even in the Constitution at all. Like, it's like, you can have your gun at all times. Like, it's like, that's,
Well,
why would that even need to be a law?
the Constitution wouldn't have ever been ratified if it wasn't, I mean, there's a reason it's an amendment to the Constitution. You know, was never going to be ratified. We would never have become a union if they hadn't added that to the Constitution. So obviously, at the time that the Constitution was put together, it was an extremely important thing.
And it's not,
And
but
it may not
that was
be
like
anymore,
270
but
something years ago.
it
Like,
may
I
not
think it's time
be.
to, like, you know,
Sure, it may not be anymore, but it
that's
was
it.
an amendment to the Constitution.
Yeah, the First
So
Amendment is freedom of speech. Yeah, the
yes.
Second Amendment is right, freedom of speech, and you can carry your gun. Those are the first two amendments.
To me, it's my constitutional right. I don't want that taken away from me. Do I own a gun? No. Do I, you know, do I, am I one of those people that's, oh my God, I've got to protect myself every single, no, I'm not. But there are cases where you have people that have been menaced, have been, you know, threatened by people and need
Yeah, but they've
to
been
have
put.
that protection.
Yeah.